This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norek, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today we're going back to 1987. 30 years ago, a time of changes and transitions for Latin music. And although I have to tell you, Josh, I'm not that crazy about the way most records sounded in the late 80s, a little too flat and synthetic for my taste, we did manage to find some truly awesome tracks of Latin alternative music dating back to 1987. And hermano, you were a toddler at the time, right?
Not quite a toddler, Ernesto. I was in the beginning of sixth grade in 1987. I was 12 years old. But, you know, it's interesting looking back. Some of the music was, in my mind at least, surprisingly progressive. And in such is the case with Argentina's Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, a group that really didn't come onto my radar until a few years later with the anthemic song Matador. But, of course, they were achieving gold platinum-selling albums in South America well before the early 90s. And with this song, El Genio del Dub, or The Genius of Dub, I just thought it was a very interesting track. The fact is that, you know, here's an Argentine reggae inspired band that was, you know, digging into dub music back in 87. This is one of their first singles. It can also be found on the Vasos Vacios Greatest Hits compilation, Fabulosos Cadillacs, with the track El Genio del Dub.
Woo! noche no pude dormir pensando en vos. Mujer, pregunto qué hay que hacer para que me ames. Anoche no pude dormir pensando en vos. Mujer, pregunto qué hay que hacer para que me ames.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative with an episode devoted to the year 1987. We just heard an electrifying slice of Latin jazz courtesy of el maestro Tito Puente, el rey del timbal, king of the timbales. This was Machito Forever from 1987 from the record Un Poco Loco. And Josh, we're going to be seeing in this episode how different people from the Afro-Caribbean field reacted to the sort of the death or at least the decadence of salsa music. Of course, the heyday of the New York salsa explosion of the 70s lasted a long, long time. In effect, it was from the late 60s until the mid-80s, I would say, that salsa just reigned supreme and the records were of extraordinary quality. But then the ugly ghost of salsa romántica appeared in the mid-80s, and different artists reacted in different ways. Tito Puente sort of switched to Latin jazz, and this track we just heard, Machito Forever, was an homage to Machito, who Tito Puente himself considered the master of all Afro-Latin musicians.
And now, since we're still celebrating 1987, we're going to play a song that we actually have never played on the show from an artist who we have played on the show many times. I'm talking about Los Lobos, a group that really came onto the radar of mainstream American rock through their cover of La Bamba, which was part of the movie La Bamba soundtrack, you know, a movie based on the life of Ritchie Valens, the pioneering Latino rocker. And, you know, we've done two separate one-hour specials, takeover episodes, in fact, with Los Lobos, where we've never played La Bamba. I think in some ways the group, I don't want to say these two disowned the song, but they've distanced themselves from it. And yet, you know, this was a song that opened the doors for them commercially. So we're going to play La Bamba. And, you know, Ernesto, this brings back some painful memories for me. In fact, when I was 12 years old, or I should say musically painful memories, when I was 12 years old, a friend and I went to a business at the Crossgates Mall in Albany, New York. It was a business where you could record yourself singing along with a popular hit. And so somewhere out there on cassette is a horrible recording of me singing La Bamba. Thankfully, we're listening to the Los Lobos version. Let's check it out.
Bamba, 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 bamba. Hi, it's Steve Berlin.
And this is Luis Perez from Los Lobos.
And you're listening to the Latin Alternative.
It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Yeah.
amulema, güey.
Wow, I just love the simmering vibe of this tune, how it sort of moves slowly but steadily, creating this wonderful Afro-Caribbean vibe. We just heard Joe Arroyo, one of the most amazing, talented, prolific artists in the entire field of tropical music. He was, of course, from Colombia, and he became a star in the 70s with supergroup Fruco y Sus Tesos. And in the 80s, while many of the classic salsa artists were suffering with low sales and low inspiration, Joe Arroyo was in his creative peak because he had left after many years of threatening to create his own band and go solo. He finally did it. And in fact, all the musicians he knew would laugh at him and say that when Joe Arroyo would go solo, his band should be called La Mentira, the lie, because it would never happen. So in effect, when he finally did it and go solo and became even more famous than before, he named his band La Verdad, the truth. And we just heard Jamulemao. Joe Arroyo was an omnivorous listener and music fan. This was an adaptation of a sort of an African salsa Congolese tune and one of the classics by Joe Arroyo. Now from Colombia, of course, this being the late 80s, we're going to go back to Buenos Aires, right, Josh?
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. And we've talked time and time again on this show about Argentina really being one of the leading countries for rock en español, as it was still being called in 1987. Soda Stereo being, I think, one of the most important bands, we could say, in rock en español, especially during that time. You know, I'm a big fan of the song Sobredosis de TV, or Overdose of Television, from Soda Stereo, but I'm particularly taken with the live version they cut back in 87. And, you know, I really liked, you know, which was not uncommon in that era to have horns, but I like their incorporation of the horns in a slightly funkier arrangement than the album version. So we're going to take a listen to Soda Stereo going back to 87, Sobre Dosis de TV performed live.
Vulnerable a su amor.
This is the Latin Alternative.
You're listening to the Latin Alternative and a special spotlight on the music of 1987. Yes, 30 years ago. We just heard from Argentina the band Los Enanitos Verdes and a song called Te Vi en un Tren, or I Saw You on a Train. Ernesto, you know, I'm not a huge Los Enanitos Verdes fan. I think we would both agree it's kind of meat and potatoes rock. But you know what? There was a lot of meat and potatoes rock going on in the 80s, so I felt we still had to include them.
Absolutely. Also, Los Enanitos Verdes have some tracks that are incredibly atmospheric and cinematic. They're strange that way because they're material that is really well known is not that appealing to me, but then some sort of key album tracks are really beautiful and worth rediscovering. And from Argentina, we're going to Puerto Rico. And I'm just fascinated, Josh, with how different artists reacted in different ways to the changes in tropical music at the time. Now remember, 1987 is like the heyday of salsa romántica, which was pretty horrible. I mean, it has some great hits and it's sort of goofy and funny in a way, but it doesn't really compare to the classic Rey Barreto and Héctor Lavoe tunes from the 70s. And in order to survive, I mean, that's the rule of tropical music. Remember, in the 60s, Tito Puente started recording bossa novas, and in the late 60s, Eddie Palmieri recorded Boogaloos, and so did Celia Cruz. And in this case, La Sonora Ponceña, that is one of the finest bands in the salsa landscape. It's really amazing what they did. Band leader and pianist Papo Luca, he incorporated sort of this salsa romantica vibe, this velvety, creamy sort of aesthetic to the procedures, but at the same time, they still continued swinging like a hardcore salsa band. It's like a wonderful balance. It's very delicate, exquisite. I love this track. This is from the 1987 Sonora Ponceña LP, Back to Work. Not one of the most well-known albums they did, but it should be. And this is Sonora Ponceña with the track Canción.
De qué callada manera se me adentra usted sonriendo, como si fuera la primavera, yo muriendo. Y de qué modo sutil me derramó en la camisa todas las flores de abril. ¿Quién le dijo que yo era risa siempre, nunca llanto? Si fuera la primavera, no soy tanto. En cambio, que espiritual que usted me brinde una rosa, es un rosal principal. De qué callada manera se me adentra usted sonriendo, como si fuera la primavera. De qué callada manera se me adentra usted sonriendo, como si fuera la primavera, yo muriendo. Y de qué modo sutil me derramó en la camisa todas las flores de abril. ¿Quién le dijo que yo era risa siempre, nunca llanto? Si fuera la
This is the Latin Alternative. ¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Já gozei de boa vida, tinha até meu bangalô. Cobertor, comida, roupa lavada, a vida veio e me levou. Fui eu mesmo alforriado pela mão do imperador. Tive terra, arado, cavalo e brita, a vida veio e me levou. Hoje é dia de visita, vem aí meu grande amor. Ela vem toda de brinco, vem todo domingo, tem cheiro de flor. Quem me vê, vê nem bagaço, do que viu quem me enfrentou. Campeão do mundo em queda de braço, vida veio e me levou. Vi jornal, bolo e prefácio, de aprendiz e professor. Frequentei palácio sem fazer feio, vida veio e me levou. De visita, vem aí meu grande amor. Ela vem toda de brinco, vem todo domingo, tem cheiro de flor. Eu gerei 18 filhas, me tornei navegador. Vice-rei das ilhas da Caraíba, vida veio e me levou. Fechei negócio da China, desbravei no interior. Posso ir, mina de prata jazida, a vida veio e me levou. Hoje é dia de visita, vem aí meu grande amor. Hoje não deram almoço, nem acho que o moço até nem me lavou. Acho que fui deputado, acho que tudo acabou. Quase que já não me lembro de nada, a vida veio e me levou.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode traveling back in time 30 years to 1987. And, you know, Josh, of course, I'm always interested when we zero in on a specific year. I want to know what some of the legends of Brazilian music were doing at the time. It's really interesting to track it down, especially artists like Chico Buarque, we just heard him, sort of a pioneer of the MPB, Música Popular Brasileira movement. We just heard Ovelio Francisco. This is from Francisco, the album that Chico released in 1987. And although I would say it lacks the infinite warmth that Chico Buarque's LPs had in my favorite period, sort of the mid-70s, I think it's still a fine Chico Buarque album and definitely worth listening to the entire record.
And now we're going to take a turn to the tropical direction. Ernesto, thank you for hipping me to this tune from the iconic Ruben Blades, my favorite salsero slash attorney slash Panamanian, I want to say tourist board member. Ernesto, you might be more familiar with his government role.
Absolutely. Also presidential candidate and politician for a long time.
Yes, a man with a very impressive resume, to say the least. So I guess it's not surprising, in fact, that he did a concept album, Agua de Luna, which was actually inspired by the author Gabriel García Márquez. We are going to take a listen right now to the track Claro Oscuro.
Se derrama un viento que huele ahogado y a rosas. La gente sueña mientras sobre la marea se quiebra una luna verde. Y el pueblo entero se esconde tras presentimientos y la sombra militar. A las 11 de la noche
extranjeros.
We just heard Claroscuro by Rubén Blades and his band at the time, Seis del Solar, from the seminal album Agua de Luna. It was trashed by many of his fans at the time. Some people called it Agua de Cerebro instead of moon water, brain water. But it definitely has aged extremely well. This is actually, Josh, my favorite Rubén Blades track of all. That was Claroscuro.
If you like what you've been hearing, please do join The Latin Alternative. You can follow us on Facebook at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show at thelatinalternative.com or stream us as a free podcast by looking for The Latin Alternative in the iTunes podcast section of the store. Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, Josh, I wanted to suggest, would you be interested in sort of exploring what was the main architect, the genius creator of the Bossa Nova movement? What was he doing 20 years later? What was he doing in 1987?
I'd be intrigued to know. So I hope you're going to surprise us with a gem.
Absolutely, because at the time, Antonio Carlos Jobim, the man who together with lyricist Vinicius de Moraes and guitarist João Gilberto, those three sort of created Bossa Nova in the late 50s and early 60s. And in 1987, Antonio Carlos Jobim was still recording great music. He released an album called Pasarim. And this is interesting because it's not sort of like a basic bossa nova track. This is definitely moving forward. And what he does, what Jobim does here, it's fascinating, is he creates a track that has the quintessential bossa nova vibe, but it's very lush, very orchestral, taking things into a different direction. Let's take a listen. Antonio Carlos Jobim with Pasarim. Hasta la próxima.
Adios.
Little bird on the tree, you better fly. If you stay on that tree, you're gonna die.
Little bird of the forest, say to me, what happiness just can never be. Who put the poison in the dark that hurts my soul and kills my heart, that made my whole life fall apart? This passion hurts and breaks my heart and haunts my dreams and breaks my heart.
The forest I love in flame, and now the fire has gone to rain, and now the rain has gone to stream. Where is my love, my long lost dream?
The ashes flew away and scattered far away.
And where is my love, little bird didn't say. Sky, you better fly. If you stay on that tree, you're gonna die.
Little bird, get away, take to the skies. Go find the love that never dies. Where is my love, my only song, that used to laugh and sing along, that used to light up, cheer my life, that used to love.
By rain, where is my house, the river clean? Where is my love, my soul refrain?
My love has gone away and flew astray. And where is my love that the wind took away?
Sudden bird came to rest, but high it flew. Sudden bird flat the shot and winged the blue. Sudden bird of the forest, say to me,
what happiness just can never be. Go ask the Lord
day grew old, I've spent my day. The sun went down and twilight came, and sudden night was back again.
The moon across the sky grew dim and hid away,
and it was so cold when the star brought the day.
When you burn up the sky, you burn a fly.
I'm Josh Norick for the Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.